Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to record the second episode or something, but at the moment we do need to decide who won this episode. So, like, because we had a tie, on that last game. So what we're going to end on is we're going to
wait. No, we didn't. It was you.
We all voted. What,
no.
Who did you vote?
You voted for me. Don't
shit.
Try
okay.
That
okay. Oh. I didn't realise. I thought I voted for myself. Okay, like guys, we're all really tired. Okay, so James, you are the Extreme Improv Podcast champion this
Yay.
Week.
Woo!
Okay, so what I'm going to do now is just leave everything recording, but I'm going to restart the camera.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Hang on, so what oh man. Right, okay.
Okay,
right. I'll do it in editing later. I'll
Absolutely.
Take where you can find us.
We'll get there in the end, guys.
And the really interesting thing about this was it was quite quiet, and it soon turned out that everyone there were performing with us, and we thought we were the
this
only
is now,
actor.
Like, this is another episode, James.
It doesn't matter, you can stop midway.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell a bit of the story for every time.
Oh!
Yeah, let's so alienate as many people as possible.
Guys, you should put some Cliff and clothes on, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Quickly.
Da-da-da!
I don't know. Are we going to be hot or cold?
It's a different day.
Right,
you know,
okay.
Should we change spaces? Is that going
to... Change places! Right, okay.
Where was going?
Right, so...
I feel like someone's nan now.
Yeah, there is that.
That's not...
Okay,
sorry,
so
honey, that's not
at some idea. Point we're going to... This is only going to be a shorter one because we've only got 20 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, if you keep an eye on the timer.
I was going to say, we are in an actual theatre space. We're going to have...
Yeah, okay, so... hello, everyone, and welcome to the Extreme Improv Podcast.
Hey, hey, hey.
I am David Bstansky. To my right is...
Ellie Gill.
To my left is...
James Little.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to talk some nonsense and play some improv games. And I think to start off, we're going to do some impressions, guys. Ooh, so...
Oh, yeah.
Ellie.
Yep.
Choose a well-known character or person from history for James to do an impression of.
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln.
So, normally when it comes to impressions, I'm normally quite physical, so this is going to be a proper issue.
And this, to give you something to work with, let's say that you're Abraham Lincoln and you're writing...
Declaration of Independence.
A
love letter to Theresa May. Yep. Here you go.
87 moons ago, I met you in that hallway with your little walk and your little dance moves, and I instantly fell deeply in love with you. I bowed my hat and gave you a bit of my hair, which comes out of my ears. But if you don't remember me, I will be waiting for you. My dearest Theresa May, inside Brexit.
Well done, yay! I love that you didn't even attempt an American accent in this impression.
Oh, is he American?
Abraham Lincoln!
Yeah, but it was like before America. Because America,
before America
became,
was America, before it became a country.
Yeah, it became in like 1718.
Where did you think he was from? Cornwall?
No, but like, did they speak American before the revolution?
Probably. Yeah. Where did you think they bought the accent
just ran,
on Amazon?
Yeah.
No, I thought the English bought the accent and then they...
So why don't
it.
We sound like Americans
yeah,
anymore?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting thought.
Yeah, anyone know?
No. Put it in the comments.
This magic comment section.
Okay. I will now do an impression of who, guys?
It seemed like I had something.
You're going to do Kanye West, who is now called Ye West.
What is that about?
Okay,
what is
so...
Ye West? Why has he dropped the con? Can?
I think Ye is a little bit more spiritual, and obviously he's Jesus.
He's American.
Well, he
right?
loves the old DT, doesn't he? He loves Trump. He's Trump's number one.
Is he?
Did you actually call Donald Trump DT?
I'm going to use that. Okay.
The old DT.
What am I talking about?
Oh, yeah, you need that.
Actually fancying... Kourtney Kardashian.
These are two people, I don't know who they are. I just know that he's American. Is he a singer of some kind?
Just go with it.
Okay,
no,
ready?
Don't tell him.
Okay.
Then who do I love? Kourtney Kardashian.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh.
Okay, so I need to be honest with all of my followers on social media. I'm really in love with Kourtney Kardashian. Now, lots of people might find that strange because the Kardashians are generally a thing to be repulsed. But as you'll remember, Kim Kardashian broke the internet, and now all of my Instagram brain power is also broken, and I got caught. And that's not good. And now I'm in love with another Kardashian. And I can't be in love with Kim Kardashian because she has too much ass even for me. But Courtney, it's just about the right amount of ass on a very handsome woman. I'm stopping
and that. That's
you, you know he's married to Kim Kardashian.
Is he?
Yes.
Shit, man.
I know, that's why I didn't tell you, because I wanted you to like slate the family. And then...
Wow, look at that. So I actually stumbled on some stuff there that played into...
Absolutely.
Yeah, ooh,
and
okay.
And Courtney, I think that could have been quite clever. Could
have been good if I'd actually thought after the word court.
Okay, so...
Me.
Okay.
Ellie.
We would like you to do an impression of...
Dolores Umbridge from Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Wait, which one is that?
Dolores Umbridge, the really psycho one who made them write on their arm. Have you seen Harry Potter?
Yeah, but that...
She has all the kittens.
Yeah, she wears pink.
Is she the one...
Imelda Staunton, isn't it?
Yeah.
So she's the one that is in the paper, right? Oh, no,
that's Rita Skeeter. Or right, the one that writes the paper.
Yeah.
Let's
not do anyone from Harry Potter.
Okay.
Well, we didn't really know our people.
Yeah.
Oh, right, fine.
Okay, so you're a teacher at Hogwarts, and you're proper by like essays and stuff, as opposed to like magic and physical.
Yeah. Okay. And let's say your issue is you want to have a pet dolphin.
Oh God. Okay.
And in your own time.
So she's going, isn't it?
Yes. Yes! It's going! Shush up! Children, it's very much time to put your head to your books and not to your wandy asses. Because me, Mrs. Umbridge, that was my name, would like to write an essay about how I would love a dolphin. You are going to then write these essays 99999 times, and then magically, somehow but non-magically, bring me a pet dolphin so that Professor Dumbledore does not see it. And also, if someone could sort out a pond arrangement, that would be fabulous.
Hey, well done.
That was looking like
okay,
that, was it?
I don't know. It sounded all right to me.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, okay, who we think won? Now we've got to be honest. Who did you do, Abraham Lincoln?
Loving Theresa May.
Okay.
You did Yay West.
Yay West.
Obsessing with Courtney Kardashian.
Courtney Kardashian, and you and Miss Umbridge. Which okay, so this isn't deciding who won. It's just saying what happened. Okay.
In case you weren't listening.
Yes. So, James, who do you think won?
It was obviously Ellie with Dolores Umbridge.
I agree. I thought, even though you didn't know who it was.
It was very accurate.
Yeah, it was actually rather accurate. Guys. So, well done. Who do you think?
I was
going to
vote for you because it was just funny you not knowing and then...
But who is you for our listeners?
I'm sorry, David?
Yeah, gotta use the personal pronouns, guys, because otherwise, put it in the comments.
D-Dog.
The D-Dog.
D-Yeah.
And I like how you called it Dolphin?
Dolphin? No, I don't know.
Dolphin.
And Dumbledore. That's the main reason I voted.
Okay, so.
I do know these characters, guys.
Moving on
not
from
that
this.
One, Dumbledore.
Okay, what we're going to do now.
Harry Potter Museum.
Is we're going to play a game called Alliteration Anarchy.
Ooh.
Oh, it's a smart.
And in this game, all the performers will be assigned a letter of the alphabet, which they have to endeavour to make as many of their words that they say start with as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So, can I have a suggestion from one of you guys of something you hate?
Oh, hate. That's such a strong word.
Flora.
Flora.
What is flora?
As in the spread. Okay. As in like Marjorie.
Yeah.
Okay, so I hate...
But specifically flora.
Specifically hating flora.
All other margarines, there's lots of them available, are okay in this situation. It's just flora.
Yeah.
Just flora.
Okay, so Ellie, can you choose a letter of the alphabet for me?
Zed.
No, not Zed. Okay, the reason I say not Zed, in case people think I'm dodging it, is for the last two times we've played this, I've had the letter Z. And I just do a German accent and pretend it's an S.
Okay, fine. You can have a B.
B, okay. James, you will have the letter R.
Okay.
And James, choose a letter for Ellie.
I mean, A. A, because...
Oh, that's a hard one.
Is okay. it? I'd say that's an easy one.
Oh. R. Do you?
What, is it letter A?
Yeah, R.
Okay. R.
Oh, R as in A-H. As in,
yeah.
Is, oh, yeah, but you just say R. Like,
so,
R.
Without further ado...
What letter am I?
R.
You are R.
You are R.
This is getting
R,
very,
R, R.
very confusing.
Should we say our letters?
Yeah, so James...
A!
Okay. So Ellie is the letter.
R.
And I'm the letter B.
We've all gone mad.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
so, I'm the letter B, James is the letter...
I'm in the toilet. I'm R.
And
right,
I'm
an A-hole.
Okay. So, and this scene about hating
You've
Flora.
You've not said your letter yet.
B. Okay. So, ready, and here we go. Betty, Betty, bring better butter.
Romeo, write
Bob.
Robes rearing. Raring to row, you row away.
Bob, berate Betty better.
Ah, is... another alternative arrangement at all on the cuff?
Right. Ramp.
Bob, did you know that Betty Botter bought some better butter, but the butter was bitter? A bit of better butter will make this batter better.
Ah. Although, it wasn't butter!
Rolling.
Not butter, Betty. Boggled my mind.
Arnold.
Like a buzzard.
Arnold, I'm almost adhering with you.
Betrina.
Arthur.
Bald.
Bob.
Ronald Rats. Rolling. Right round the rowing.
Anyone seen any... alternative additives.
Betrina. But why bother when butter or not butter of any description would be better than bollocking alternatives?
Robertson's is riper than ripest rolls.
Ah. There is a butter that ends in an A.
Ah, bother.
Flora.
And see, well done, yeah.
That was so difficult.
It's really
difficult.
And I don't think there is a letter that is good, because I gave you A, because I was like,
no, it's hard.
Anchovies.
Oh, yeah, but I'm trying to talk about Flora.
Yeah.
I'm
right.
Okay.
I didn't know it was Flora when we gave you the letter.
Okay. So moving on, guys. What we're going to do now is we're going to tell you another scary story.
Ooh,
because this has been here. How long have we got left?
What time are we meant to finish? 5:02.
Yeah.
So we've got 5 minutes. 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
Yeah.
Right. This has been we've played two games on this. This might be the last episode still, guys. Right. Okay.
Okay.
Well, we'll split them somehow. Okay, so, we haven't got enough time to
I was going to say,
to
go against you, maybe, can we do a group thing to end on a high?
Yeah, okay, like
yeah,
what?
Yeah, let's do that.
I was going to say, that's it, but,
What's a group one?
Group game.
We do lots of shows together, we can't even...
Oh, it's just our brains.
It's been a long day, guys.
It has been a long...
So, what we're going to do now, then, is we're going to play Just a Minute. Okay?
Aww.
So, in this game, we're not allowed to repeat any words at all, because this is extreme Just a Minute. We're not allowed to deviate, which means go off subject, and we're not allowed to hesitate. So, James, you will begin this. You have 1 minute with no timer to talk on the theme of what, Ellie?
necrophilia.
No.
No, I don't mean necrophilia.
Yes, you
did. I mean strangulation.
What the...
No. Can we just do mice?
Mice.
Oh.
Well, you could...
What's necrophilia? No.
That's sleeping with dead people. What did you think?
Which would have been good for a horror podcast, but this isn't.
Oh, yeah, it's not that anymore. Yeah. So just mice then.
Okay, so you're going to speak on mice. You have a minute.
Mice that eat curry.
You've got a timer. It's mice, James.
Yeah.
Ready? Here we go.
I once had a mouse called Ben. This creature ran all around my house, and I wasn't entirely sure.
I.
Oh, repetition of I. Ellie, over to you.
Mice in my house eat curry. Some like jalfrezi. Others eat masala. It's often accompanied with a naan bread and poppadoms. So,
Hesitation.
James, you're in.
Okay. The word mouse comes from the Greek for muscles. For they believe...
Deviation, that's a lie. It's not true. That's deviation from the truth.
Why is that deviation from the truth?
Why
because
is
it's not true.
Curry?
What do you mean it's not true?
Well, you're saying the word mouse comes from the Greek for muscles.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I said mice.
Okay, guys, you're going to have to comment on that in the comments. Don't
I might have got it the wrong way around. Muscles come from mice.
Are you serious?
Really?
Yeah, because if you look at your arm,
it looks like a little mouse.
It genuinely looks like a mouse in a row.
Okay, incorrect challenge. James, back over to you.
I can change my approach, yeah?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Running around the house, I felt very confused. Everything looked so different, being so small. I couldn't...
Repetition of I.
I feel like we're near the end, aren't we? You've got 1 minute left of the podcast.
This is the big finale, yeah?
Tom and Jerry were bitter enemies with one another. The little mousie snuck up on that naughty cat, bit it on the bottom, and said, "There, how do you think that is?" You see, cats normally...
You?
Yeah. Well, also, okay. End.
You said you.
Yeah, oh, hang on, so who won?
Oh, you did.
You did.
Woo! So I won that time. Does that mean I won the championship?
Yeah, you have.
Take it from me,
okay,
yeah. Unless
yeah.
you don't. Well,
unless
yeah, you
I
do.
We'll figure this out later. I'm going to heavily edit these episodes to make something make sense.
Cohesive. We love cohesive.
Yeah, cohesive. So guys, okay, so just to let all the audience members at home know, please hit subscribe, it means everything if you...
Right there.
Yeah, it's right there, on iTunes when you're listening to this. So please hit subscribe, please share, tell your friends, like us. You can find all our social media links on www.extremeimprov.co.uk. We're on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, so do give us a like. Look out, because we've got lots of live shows coming up. And you can find out about me at davidpostansky.com. I won't spell it for you. And I'm also on social media. James.
So my Facebook is James Little Actor, and that's where I share, because I'm a storyteller and do this and other actor. So that's where I share everything. It's all there. James Little Actor.
I don't know my Facebook one, but my Twitter is at Actress Ellie, and my Instagram is Ellie Gill Actress, so you can follow me on there. And I also run Monologue Mondays at the Phoenix Artist Club, which is the second Monday of every month, so come along and check us out.
Right, guys.
Bye from Brighton.
Bye from Brighton. Until next time.
Yeah.
Woo, high five, guys. We did it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it was quite... Oh, sorry, you exist.
It's quite
a giggle storm.
It was, yeah.
It's quite funny though. It's going to be quite crazy, but
yeah.
It'll be good.
It'll be good.
Oh, so my burrito's behind the curtain.
It's going to be interesting to see whether or not any of the timers were accurate as well.
No.
Hell to no.
Hell no.
I think that last one was definitely not 2 minutes.
No, it's a minute. Just a minute.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah, it's just a minute. That's what you mean. Wait, so when we do it on stage, it's just a minute?
Yeah.
It feels wonderful.
But because we're going, bye!